Paige O'Farrell and Katie entered volunteer hunting program.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good morning. My name is Amy Schrock, and I'm the volunteer coordinator at the Outdoor Space in Rapid City. Joined by Julia Farrell, I'm the volunteer coordinator at the Outdoor Space in City Hall. Thanks for giving me some of your time today. We're just going to briefly introduce the new volunteer mentor program that we've been developing over the past year and have also piloted this past season, in the hopes of really getting it up and running for these upcoming seasons. And so this program really was brought about by the trend that we've been seeing that teaching someone how to hunt or fish, trap, et cetera, is not as effective when it's taught as like a single event. So something that we kind of called in the past as these one and done events. Participants are more likely to continue going out, learning new skills, developing their skills, and then potentially, hopefully, identifying themselves as a hunter, angler, or a trapper if they have the support throughout the whole program. So someone to fall back on, such as a mentor, so someone there to hold their hand, if you will. And so what I'm describing is more of what we started calling a series-based program. And an example of this is the Hunting 101 program that we started out with at the campus. And so with these series-based programs, we thought, well, why not bring in our volunteers existing and recruiting new volunteers with certain skills to help us impact more people and pick up these outdoor activities. And so the mission of this program, to really put it simply, is to have passionate and knowledgeable, excited volunteers help us as staff recruit and retain the future generations who are going to be utilizing the outdoors. We want our mentors to help develop advocates and then also share their enthusiasm with participants to help them understand the safety, the skills, and all the opportunities that the outdoors have to offer. And so our goal right now is we really started focusing on this program right at the campuses, but eventually we would really like to have this as a statewide program. So volunteers all across the state who are interested in participating, they should potentially join. Another thing we want to stress is the series-based programs such as Hunting 101 or Fishing 101. They are for all audiences, and so our mentors will be mentoring all audiences. I think a lot of times in the past, the word mentor has been associated with youth, which is great. We definitely still want to include youth in these programs, but we do want to focus on adults who are going to turn around and teach their kids, and then getting families involved, and young adults and women. So really getting the point across to these mentors that they could be mentoring youth, yes, but they could also be mentoring other audiences as well. And so when we develop this program, we kind of broke it down into four main categories. So the hunting mentoring course we wrapped up in season one, and then those mentors would help us, say, the Hunting 101 program. And then fishing, trapping, and outdoor skills. And so those are the four main categories. And we really started off this past season with our hunting and shooting sports mentors, specifically because there was the need. This past season, we kind of got our Hunting 101 program up and running again, and so we took that opportunity to bring in some of our mentors and start off that way at both of the campuses.
So to piggyback off of Katie with just piloting that mentor hunting and shooting program this past year. So for 2021, those are some stats looking for that. We had a total of 87 participants between outdoor campus in Rapid City and outdoor campus in Sioux Falls. And among those 87, 75 were deer hunters and 12 were turkey hunters. And then breaking that down a little bit further, turkey hunts, we did 10 with a crossbow and 3 with shotguns. And then deer hunts were 67 with rifles and 8 with a bow. And then the staff that was all involved with this, taking them out as a mentor or just helping them with the class of the Hunter 101 and teaching them the whole process. We had 6 full-time Game Fish and Parks staff members, 2 interns in the Outdoor Campus in Sioux Falls, and then 4 volunteer mentors between the Outdoor Campus in Rapid and Outdoor Campus in Sioux Falls, and then 1 landowner. In terms of access, we had 18 private landowners allowing us access to hunt on their land, as well as we partnered with the City of Sioux Falls, and they allow us to hunt on some of their land as well. In terms of sentiment, we're really looking at just kind of a whole gambit of people. So staff, we have our interns that are helping us a lot with this. We have Derek and Jason in Sioux Falls, and a few biologists and stuff in Rapid as well, and Clint. As class participants, so we have 1 volunteer on the Rapid City campus. He started as a class participant and kind of worked his way up to being a mentor as well. And one example that I learned about recently, so we did a Hunting 101 social as well, so that was just kind of getting everyone together to celebrate the past Hunting 101 season. And one of our, it was super fun to hear him talk about it, but one of our, he used to be a mentee, but he's helping, basically, he started as a mentee for the very first time, went hunting on his own with the program. The first season, it started with the Derek Hunting 101 program, which was a couple years ago. So he started with that, and he is a family, in a family of 10 kids. And he has gone with each of his siblings hunting now, and, like, teaches them how to field dress, and takes the whole, like, through the entire process and processing the animal afterwards. So it's been really fun to see just that whole timeline of watching them grow through the program as well, so we know it's working. And eventually we want to work with our NGOs and past mentees. So I know we have in Sioux Falls a new volunteer mentor that's going to be starting pretty soon, and he's from the Turkey Federation. And then just the general public. So a lot of people have been showing interest, like, well, I've been talking to them at expo events, for example, and I know that they're interested in, like, meeting a lot of retired guys that just don't have the ability to go out and hunt as much as they used to. So getting into the requirements for the mentors in the 19U, I won't bore you guys with all of them. So mentor requirements, we want them to be 18 years or older, hold a hunt safe card, and make sure that they have a firm knowledge in hunting and shooting sports. And we want them to attend and participate and assist with all the Hunting 101 classes that they possibly can. And this is to really ensure that they're forming those relationships with the mentees and that the mentees are comfortable approaching them, asking for questions, and just developing that relationship so they're comfortable with one another. And we want them to commit to at least 1 mentee per year. So that's starting the whole process. So moving the mentee, taking them from the shooting range all the way up to processing the animal as well. Mentee requirements, again, don't want to bore you with all of them. We just want them to be 18 years or older to participate by themselves. However, if they're used, we just ask that they have an adult present with them while they're hunting. And if they're 18 years or older, again, with the mentor as well, they will have a background check to make sure that we don't have to worry about anything with that. That's a mentor application. So we just got these wrapped up within the last couple of weeks. We worked with JM with CIS out of Sioux Falls, at the Sioux Falls office. He helped us make some volunteer applications for our website. So they're live right now. The hunting and shooting sport applications are live on both the Rapid City volunteer page as well as the Sioux Falls page. We have them worked on for every category created. So that's going to be the fishing, hunting and shooting sports again, trapping, and then outdoor skills. But again, we're just focusing on the hunting and shooting sports right now. And basically what happens is that so they can go to either of our pages, and in the application, it'll have the option to select whether it's Sioux Falls or Rapid City, and then Katie and I will be sent an email once that application is completed for us to review. Following the application, if they're an appropriate candidate, we will have them come in and do an orientation, and then they're going to be given a handbook, which will look similar to this. and this handbook is, the goal of this is to just give them all of the information they possibly need when they're out in the field, so for them to go back and access and review information. If they have questions on, maybe they haven't hunted with a younger adult, or maybe they haven't hunted with youth before. So giving them those tips and tricks on the best, like, learning principles and methods for hunting with those different varieties of groups. And as well as that, it's going to have like different things for how to deal with emotions, because maybe they've been hunting for a long time and they're not used to being around the people that are emotional hunting for the first time. How they can process that and help with the mentees through that process. And the handbook also has different logistics in there, as well as like how to access our DSC motor vehicles, what they need to all fill out to have access to those, travel and meal reimbursement, access to equipment, working comp, and just general gambit of all that as well. And at the very end of that as well, we have the R3, ORAM, and North American Model of Conservation, just kind of breakdowns of all of those models to make sure that they're understanding the role that they're playing in the process of all of this and ensuring that they know that they're valued and they know that they're making a difference in these 19 lives. So to follow all of this up, we have the video. So we've been working on a video to help recruit mentors. So. I guess with that, if you guys have any comments or questions, we'd be more than happy to answer them.
All right. Thank you. Good presentation. Questions from the commission? Mr. Rissler.
So they'll have to get a mentor tag to do this, is that right?
We're going to discuss that next, but we jump ahead.
They have to have a mentor tag, is that right?
Through the chair.
Yes.
Commissioner Rissler, yes. So part of the process is they will come into the outdoor campus, at least this is how we do it in Sioux Falls. They'll come into the public computer, and one of our staff members or the mentor will walk them through the process of how to apply for that tag online.
Is there any additional costs other than that?
They just have to pay for that tag. Everything else we have all provided for them. We try to make it the most easy experience possible.
Sounds good. Other questions? All right, good presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.